Hey, and we have the new podcasting studio. Studios even better than the old InfoWars studios will be done soon. Thanks to your support and our sponsor, the owner of the Alex Jones Network, the wonderful folks at Bigly that are powering much of Steven Crowder's operations, the Hodge Twins, and over 100 other major clients. And I just love watching the leftist lawyers on national TV going, well, yeah, he can go work somewhere else, but we'll get every nickel he ever makes. They've already shut up about, we know he really owns all these other companies. He really owns the sponsors. No, I don't, you jackasses. These are established companies. And by the way, I don't want to be the owner. I don't want to be the boss. I'm going to be the boss of all the great new shows, including Late Night Special, two-hour show. And it's going to be incredible. You ought to see these new studios. Oh, my goodness. Goody, goody gumdrops. You're going to love them. All these big stand-up areas where I'm going to get up and walk around, all the other hosts. And a lot of the hosts will be remote and reporters. We're going to crank up to 19 hours a day is my goal by the end of the year. And that means 5 a.m. to midnight. 5 a.m. to midnight, baby. And we're going to have shows in these big stand-up, those are huge screens, and all the stuff on X. We're mainly going to go with X because it's the best and is number one now, obviously, for years since Musk took it over. All the breaking live feeds, all the things happening, guests popping in, calls, spaces, video feeds, and hosts will come in for like an hour, just bam, bam, covering it all, getting a guest on. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Like TMZ, but better, how they stand up and, you know, talk to the guests and all that and have all the screens. It's going to be just, you are going to love it. And you are the ones building it like Field of Dreams when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, which, again, I don't own. So they can piss up a rope. And guess what? People ask, how's he operating? How's he living? I live in Texas. It's a debtor state. I get to have my house and my car and my medical. And guess what? I like to go to the Longhorn Steakhouse because I think their steaks are better than the fancy downtown ones. The steak costs $100. The steak that costs $28 is better. I like going to the blue-collar place. I don't care about money. I never had all this money they said I had. We made a lot of money, and I put it back in the operation. So they just keep declaring their victory, and, oh, we're going to hurt him, and we're going to do all this. I'm going to work more because of you doing this, okay? You've lost. You failed. What we cover is the dominant culture now in the West and it's spreading worldwide. The globalist, the leftist cult is failing everywhere. Now, it's too bad that Trump has gotten derailed off into insider trading and Israeli delusions of grandeur and all the rest of it. But you notice, even though I've been criticizing Trump, the left hates me even more now. Because the Democrats aren't blocking Trump on Iran. They love it. They're all part of the same thing. Oh, they pay lip service against Israel, but they don't mean it. It's absolutely insane. So finishing up on The Onion, then I'm moving to all this other news and huge guests today. We got three of them that you do not want to miss. We got an in-studio guest down in the over in the other studio. Myron Gaines coming back in since he's here in town. Jesse Beltran with huge news on MKUltra and what's been breaking. We got news in the economy and more. I'll probably take some calls as well. Harris and Smith is going to come in today, knock it out of the park, 3 to 6 p.m., the War Room. And then very soon we'll bring back shows like the American Journal. We're probably going to change some of the names because we've got cooler ones. And then we're going to start bringing in lots of one-hour shows. One-hour, live, hard-hitting, boom. They come in, break some news, hit some stories, have a guest on, come back, break some more stories, hit some news, boom, another hour. Like the War Room with Bannon, which was my original plan, but we never got around to all that. That's great. Like, I could see the way the web was going and, you know, trailblazing as usual. That's the plan. And then it's in development, but with a badass set and badass hosts. Fox has the number one late night show, and that's because it's witty and it's funny. Combined all the other late night shows, I don't know the viewers they have. I guarantee you, when we launch this late night show, it's going to be funny, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a little racy, too, because I never said I was a pilgrim. Nothing bad, but, you know, occasionally, in bikini contests. We're going to have dwarves with, you know, throwing them as yard darts. I mean, it's going to be an extravaganza. Oh, we'll bring the llamas back, too. So, and I won't be the main host, but I will be popping in for the silly Alex everybody misses so much. And I'll be doing my stand-up there and all the rest of it. And I've already been invited to do stand-up at the Mothership and everywhere else and around the country, but I can't really travel a lot because I'm so busy. But you're gonna get the fun, Alex. Now, I got to control myself. It's like a little wild, as everybody knows. Let's just say I'm going to have my hand in this new show all over it, my signature, and the silliness is next level. So, and I'll be singing too. We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. I'm going to stab your daughter at the mall. Ooh. Going to stab your mother, your son. Ooh. And then the police chief is going to say, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. Lots of that off the cuff. Maybe once a week, the Joker is going to show up. My alter ego, the evil, pro-New World Order Alex Jones. And there's going to be a British aristocrat that supports King Charles and depopulation. Let's just say a character fashioned after Prince Philip, his late father. That's with a dress, the rabble, sass, the peasant threat. Oh, yes. Oh, we want him off the air. We want to modulate his reach. We want to stop him. You just added rocket fuel, baby. Come on, come on, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on. I got you in a stranglehold, baby. Come on, come on, come on. And Ted Nugent's already told me I can use his song however I want. It's going to be the theme song. And Ted Nugent's going to pop by, play Star Spangled Banner for us. Does that sound like a fun show to you? Billy Corgan, everybody else. Does that sound fun? And everybody else wants to come on. Well, Charlie Sheen even says he'll come to town and come on the show. And everybody else, and all these directors and people that are sick of the system. It's going to be a lot of fun right here in the ATX, baby. But I want to just finish up on the Onion and what's going on with that. Because they said they're going to steal my identity, because they said they want to hurt my viewers, because they said they want to say they're me and wear my skin, these are quotes, even if they are successful getting it, which it looks like they're not going to be for the second time, it's a civil rights violation, and I want them to know, you are going to be sued, and the people that are on national TV saying they're taking my corrupt business operation that's criminal off the air, that's, we want to take you off the air because you're a criminal. That's bowels of forethought, intent to do harm, cut and dry. So you get to know that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And now they're getting more and more and more and more and more and more pissed off. And they don't understand that I have whole coalitions of sponsors and groups and organizations that under the law can come in to all these suits as a public service against you. And so you want to know, where's the money coming from? Oh, you're going to find out where the money's coming from. The money hasn't even come in yet. I've been beating you in court with pittance, with the $300 million you spent against us. No. All these groups want me on the air, and they want you stopped. And so they're all lining up for all the lawsuits that are coming. You want to fight? You got one, sweets. You got one, cuppy cake. And we haven't brought out the whistleblowers, the royal flush, the stuff we got, okay? You think what we got's bad now? And it's bad. It ain't. It's like a 1 compared to a 10. And you're going to be politically, lovingly, nonviolently flame-broiled like a whopper. So, I'm not doing this for vengeance because of what you've done to me and my family. They sued my parents, bankrupted them. Of course, they were totally innocent, and that came out. They don't care. It's so you can't keep doing this to other people. Oh, look, the Onion's bid to take over. Alex Jones InfoWars is in limbo as a new court battle emerges. Pull up the articles from a year and a half ago. Onion's bid to take over InfoWars in limbo. That's how it always starts. And then it doesn't happen. Then they just quietly go away and then come back with a new operation. Remember 2 weeks ago, we have it. It's ours. We won. It's ours. Now, oh, it's in limbo. Oh, okay. Look at this. The Onion's plan to take over Alex Jones InfoWars in limbo. AP. Love they always use an old picture of me when I'm 60 pounds heavier. That's fine. A Texas court puts the brakes on Alex Jones' InfoWars deal. I'll tell you, Democrat, liberal, appeals court, all Democrats. The Onion and Tim Heidecker's InfoWars takeover delayed by Texas court. And they're literally on TV and on X saying, and on Sky, or whatever that communist channel is, literally saying, I've threatened the judges or bought them off. Oh, the judges are going to love that. No, you people bring them stuff that's certifiably unlawful. It's an insult. Just because you got some kangaroo Soros judge that'll do your bidding doesn't mean these people are, they may be liberals, they may be politically wrong on some things, but they're not crooks. The Onion and Tim Heidecker's InfoWars takeover delayed by Texas court. The Onion's bid to take over InfoWars moves to the Texas Supreme Court. Ha ha, they filed this emergency motion to have them block it. Oh yeah, they even, so they think basically all, like almost all Republican court is going to do them better than the Third Court of Appeals that's liberal. Okay, good luck with that one. And by the way, you know what's in my sleeve right here with all the stuff you've done? About 15 other actions. See, if I'm a submarine and I pop up, this is an analogy, I don't mean actual violence, and there's, say, the Nazi battleship or whatever, and I'm an American sub, and I pop up and I got my torpedoes and I'm only like 600 yards away and I know I've got them dead to rights, I don't want to waste my torpedoes. I got more ships I want to sink. So I go torpedo one away. Now, I've got them already loaded, more torpedoes, but if we blow them sky high with that one, we don't need to waste them. But right here is like 15 other torpedoes, see? And they're all loaded, and we're having debates about it today. Should we just make sure fire a couple more? Yeah, I think yeah. And then we got... And then everybody's pissed off about what you got caught doing, so now the submarine's being loaded with more torpedoes. Oh, thank you, torpedoes! Mine! Oh! See, I like fighting tyrants. I'm a sheepdog. When I see wolves chasing the sheep around, I don't get scared. I just get excited and piss myself with joy. Because my great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy was a sheepdog, and his great-great-great-granddaddy was a sheepdog, and his great-great-granddaddy was a sheepdog. And we're just sheepdogs, and we love the little sheepy-weepies, and we don't like the little wolfy-wolfies. And the wolfy-wolfies don't like us, because our jaws are about three times bigger and meaner. We're real nice to people, real nice to the sheep, but we're not nice to the wolves. No, we're not. And so when we see the wolves, well, we start salivating, because that's what we're bred to do. So here's a quick, just historic, the last InfoWars transmission. We may beat them and get back in there or whatever, but I'm more and more excited about the new studios and all that. Just we fought so hard, we left it all on the table. People supported us. I got to thank the viewers and listeners. It's all because of you, God working through you. I salute you from all my heart. The crew, what they've gone through, I thank them times a trillion. So let's go to that old battle-hardened salt on screen, Mr. Potato Head, and hear what he has to say last night in the final minutes of the transmission.
I should be happy, and I am. Like, everything we said is coming out. But I don't need to read the news. I don't need to read a study. I see young people dying of heart attacks and sterilized everywhere, and I'm just like, where's the justice? Sure, Fauci's hiding out. That's good enough. And sure, they indicted Fauci's top lieutenant. Good. What is that really about? And sure, they indicted the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's great. But is that another game? I don't know. But I know this. If the establishment thinks they're going to get out of this and kill a bunch of us and keep this ballgame going, I will assure you they're going down with the ship. And that's not a threat. At a certain point, we have a right to defend ourselves. That's all I know. And the stuff I've seen in this fight has educated me. I mean, you think I know so much? I don't know much. These show trials I went through showed me so much. Like, I knew there were show trials, but not like a Truman Show. Like I said, the second trial in Connecticut, I look over, it's the same script on the judge's desk when I'm up to testify. I had, like, punched the stomach, like I said earlier. I was like, oh, my God, it's the same script. It's literally a script. when you realize they're so corrupt, they have coordinated scripts run by the CIA in court hearings, and you're just like, oh my God, I thought I knew how bad it was, and I was naive. And when that hits you, it's like a horse kicking you. It is like being kicked in the balls by Godzilla. And then you just say, oh my God, I've studied this for decades. I don't know how bad it is. How do I get the public to wake up? And that's why I don't blame the public that can't wake up. Because this is so big. Well, guess what? You got to challenge it. You got to face it. So I want to thank, and I mean this, folks, when I thank you, as I hand this over to Mr. Renz, I want you to understand, like, I mean it from the very bottom of my soul, the center of my heart. I'm a fighter. I hate tyrants. I hate bullies. I've always hated them. And you keep me in the fight for the most beautiful thing ever. And I just want to thank you for the, since 1997 with InfoWars and 1994 since being on air and 17 years in this building. And we're going to do the Alex Jones Network tomorrow, alexjonesapp.com for free. So you can find it all there. And alexjoneslive.com is the new site. It's all there in the same stations, satellites. I just want you to know that this isn't me putting a good face on this. This is the reality. Our enemies are falling apart. We have to have faith in God. What's going on? Like 10 people just ran into my studio. Is this a big giant party going on here? Oh, they want to have a toast. All right. I know this is going to happen. Before we turn this over to Mr. Renz, my point is that this has been beyond epic, and this has been 100% organic and real. You know, whenever they sued us, they would always ask everybody, who gives the orders? Who's the foundation people? Because they were all getting the orders. Guess what? My orders come from God, from my genetics, from who I am for humanity. And that's what they can't stand, is your orders come from God. And remember, the devil's biggest trick is not that he doesn't exist. That's the second biggest trick. It's that good doesn't exist. You know, watching and listening, that you are overall good. You want good. You're not perfect, but you want good and you love God. So I tell you now, your destiny is in your hands. And so they think they're going to have their big victory. They think it's all funny. They think it's all cool. No. This is the beginning of the end. We don't ride on Trump. He rode in our train. He was useful as far as he went. But humanity is unstoppable if we get in alignment with God. So go to Christ, pray to Christ, ask for God to atone you and to rebuild you and to lead God and direct you, and we will win. So I'm going to hand the baton for the next 30 minutes to our guest here, Tom Renz, then Jay Dyer is going to take over. And then we're going to air hours of all the Sandy Hook documentation that was run by the CIA and the feds. And then we're not here anymore because they're turning the power off at midnight. Private detectives are coming in to close the doors, and they're going to act like they've got their big-ass victory. But notice the state court just blocked the little rat confessed Satanist from coming in to wear our skin for months while we launched an operation. We're going to sue them for civil rights. We got whistleblowers. We've only begun to fight, but it's only because you buy the products at thealexjonesstore.com. that we're able to do this. They keep asking, why are they doing this? Why do they keep fighting? Who's the deep state? Who's the deep money? It's you. You are the deep money. You are the reason. And here's the great part. Our new owners, our new people, I have full control as a news director. Everything I want, host everything. They're ready. And I will sit there and live in a modest house with a modest car, which I love. And they think, oh, we'll take your money, Joe. Shut up. I'm ready to die for this. You think taking money from me does something? It makes me want to strangle you spiritually. It's a joke. It empowers me. And so now you've got all the people and the network that's launching that we're going to hire all these hosts, all this stuff, who are ready with all the people who know to sue your ass back. We don't just take lawsuits. We sue you and we win and we have your whistleblowers. We have you. You've walked into our trap. Because we don't start fights, but we finish them. And that, I'm telling you, it's all glory to God. I never bluff, folks. If you knew what we had, the whistleblowers, the documents, we have royal flushes. They are screwed to the moon. And all glory goes to Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father that leads, guides, and directs us. We are commit ourselves to God in this holy fight. And we are committed. And if God stands with us, who can stand against us? And that's how I close out. So I salute you all. What a crew. The hell we've been through has only made us stronger. Let me ask you, would you have any other way?
No.
Are you not stronger now in this fight?
No. Yeah!
I salute this crew and all the viewers and listeners to this fight, and I commit myself to Jesus Christ's hands.
As tears subside,
God bless the InfoWar!
You are the InfoWar. It lives forever. We're going to play Frank Sinatra Blue Eyes and come back with the great Tom Renz and then Jay Dyer to close this out. God bless you all. That's it.
And
the next phase starts. The real war begins now.
Not in a shy
it's
way.
It's the nuclear age.
Oh, no. Oh, no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way.
And they think it ends and it just begins as that Falcon Heavy launches out to launch and to deploy the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com. We have just begun to fight. Surrender? No. We're going to start hour number two. Remember, the only variable is you sharing the live feeds at Rumble, the Alex Jones Show, on X, Alex Jones Live, AJN Live, Real Alex Jones, and purchasing the products at TheAlexJonesShow.com. And today is the last day, happens only every few months, where you can get both vehicles in the sweepstakes, 100x entries every time you buy any product at TheAlexJonesStore.com for the Raptor, for the Super Humvee, $20,000 in cash, so many other great things. But the products, the methylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the bovine colostrum, the best atomic iodine out there, we've got it all at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And all the great Patriot apparel and so much more. Get it now and watch where your money goes, the great products you get back, and the results you get as we politically nonviolently tear the throats out of these wolves and crush their bones. Hour number two straight ahead. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com and be part of history.